This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 459. I'm your host and friend, Brian Kilby. How are you guys doing?
Happy day.
With me, I have Don, XV, Diecast, Matt, Rob Clay, and John DeLuna. Yep, sure do.
Hey, where are we going to be in 3 weeks?
I don't know. Where are we going to be in 3 weeks? Oh, BotCon! Ah, we were just talking about that 15 seconds ago.
Well, kind of. Some of us will be at BotCon.
I'll be at BotCon. Maybe not. If you guys aren't getting there till Thursday, maybe I will sleep in Wednesday.
Hey, we'll that sounds like Wednesday. A plan.
John, you'll be there Wednesday?
Yeah, John and Mrs. John DeLuna will be there.
Ooh, awesome.
And I'll have my toys by this time, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's probably worth doing then.
Oh, wow.
What?
No, I'm just, he's going to be like the first person to actually have the toys. Probably.
He's usually the first person to get stuff from them, so why not
BotCon? Him and anybody else who goes to the custom class.
Yep.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the custom class. Yeah, I never
can paint up our classes.
I would have gone to the custom class, but
yeah,
I have to wait on diecast. So.
That's sold, right? That's already sold through, I assume.
Oh, yeah, it always is.
It always is. Well, I mean, it's the last time. Actually, let's go ahead and
be a seeker. That would be hilarious.
Oh, God, that would be great. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, let's jump into that conversation, but let's just go through the foreplay here. So, since last week, I was at Joanna 2016 in Atlanta, Georgia, which is, of course, it's basically this really awesome Atlanta-based G.I. Joe convention, and it's the Great American Toy Show. We had a panel. As we've had the last few years on Transformers, the last 2 years we've focused on the current product, and our pal Crazy Steve joined us, and that was a lot of fun. So that was posted as an RFC extra, so go to tfradio.net, and it should still be on the front page. And of course, BotCon, that's in a couple of weeks. We're actually, the week of BotCon, we're actually not going to have a live RFC, we're going to have a BotCon retrospective. And if you have any interest in sharing a favorite BotCon memory, you can call us at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268 by the end of the day, Saturday, April 2nd, and we might feature it on the show. So you'll need to call to the U.S. I think that our country code is +1 if you're outside of the U.S. But again, 931-994-6268, and that'll be in the show notes. And just leave your memory, give us your name, where you're calling from, and like I said, we may feature it on the show. Now, if you call and do like, if you're trolling us, like people who call from Baba? The people say Baba Booey, Baba Booey, or something like that. Howard Stern show. Yeah, we're probably not going to play that. But if you have like a real legitimate memory, we'll play it. And to be completely honest, if you completely fabricate it, I will have no idea.
Also, if you're like a really creative troll, we might play that too if we're impressed enough.
As a longtime troll myself, I appreciate the art of trolling. So, but yeah, BotCon coming up in 3 weeks. Pretty excited about that.
Terrified's another word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is sort of a shame Scott had to back out due to personal reasons. I would love to talk to him again. But we are getting Greg Berger, which is always a treat.
So I didn't put this in the show notes, so let's go ahead and just talk about it. I'm going back and forth on this. So it was announced last week, the day after RFC that recorded last week, RFC 458. FunPub said, I'm only laughing because of where I'm going to go with this. FunPub said in the Transformers email to the Transformers Club, you know, Hasbro, we appreciate you being with us for all these years. Hasbro will communicate to you about the future of the Transformers Club and the Transformers Convention. And the G.I. Joe email is like, okay, we'll see you later. Have a good one. And that was pretty much the G.I. Joe email. So a FunPub officially, finally,
stepping down.
Yeah, admitting that it's the last year. So, and I totally understand why they held off. I mean, one, they may had to have held off for legal reasons. I mean, you know, who knows? But yeah, because of that, we are going to have that BotCon retrospective. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the last BotCon, and the future of G.I. Joe in general is kind of in doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's too much more in doubt than it was, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Still, I feel bad for the G.I. Joe fans because, absolutely. I mean, up to this point, at least they had their collector's club and subscription service every year.
So, you know, at Joanna this weekend, of course, it's primarily 12-inch G.I. Joe stuff. But most of the 3¾-inch stuff was all old. But any Transformer stuff you saw carded was pretty much brand new. Like, the newest carded stuff I saw was really from, like, 2007.
Not the last time they made carded G.I. Joe stuff?
No, there's carded G.I. Joe stuff on the shelf right now.
Oh, yeah, I see that at Ross sometimes.
No, it's sold out there, I think. Toys R Us has...
the Dollar Store? Yeah,
yeah, that's... Oh, yeah, Dollar General has it.
Those are the same ones they've had since 2010.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, they also had the repaints.
From later in 2010.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, 90% of the crap that comes out every year for G.I. Joe is from the Joe Club and Joe Con, so... Mm-hmm. Actually, I just realized Joke Con sounds like joke on, and so I guess the joke is on us. Ha, ha.
I just imagine Hasbro saying, like, all right, we need your numbers for how many Transformers subscription sets you sold, and then they're like...
They get the numbers because they have to give them when they sell through them.
Well, I mean, BotCon or... FunPub buys a certain amount, but they could sell some on the store, or they could, you know, sell them to whoever bought the subscription, and then they just see the number of G.I. Joe subscriptions, and I'm assuming it's substantially less than the trend.
No, actually, on AllSpark, Pete Sinclair posted and said that there have typically been more Joe Club members than Transformers Collectors Club members. So, and it makes perfect sense if you stop and think about it, because for several years, that has been the primary source for new G.I. Joe stuff in this country.
He's right.
Yeah, that's the only outlet for Joe fans.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the rare Toys R Us release.
Or, you know, this.
Yeah, or the core, if you're into that.
That is... We need more Viper-type things.
I thought you meant we need to buy more Vipers this year.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not ruling that out either.
I'm going around before you two to see if there's any Vipers.
I only have the
next
one.
Year, I'm just like, look, there's a Viper.
I only have the 8.
Like,
nice.
I think I only have 3 or 4.
But yeah, it'll be the last BotCon, so we're going to party like it's 1999. Was that Rochester? Where was 1999? I don't remember. Fort Wayne, probably. Okay, so, but yeah. So, did anybody get anything new? I did not.
I did.
What'd you get?
I finally got my Masterpiece Hot Rod, who was being slow shipped. And, he's not as horrible as I thought he was going to be.
That's pretty much what most everyone is saying.
Yeah, like
to Takara. You have not done such a terrible job.
It's.
I also got Masterpiece Hot Rod, and they haven't done such a wonderful job either. I can assure you of that. It's just.
Hey.
With Ironhide, I was pleasantly surprised because I hated it so much. But this, I got pretty much exactly what I was expecting.
So, of you,
and
do you
that's kind of disappointing.
Do both of you guys have Carrie?
No.
Diecast, you've got it. How does he compare to Carrie?
I really see it as a different figure, so it's okay. Hard to compare.
I mean, they are. I mean, one's Rodimus Prime, one's Hot Rod.
Yeah. If you took the Autobot symbol off of this, would you think this is a third party? Or
yes.
I'm really
having yes, I would.
I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, this could easily be a third party if you took the Autobot symbol off, and I would never know.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's a really good point. Oh.
Well, I'll
be
honest.
Meant as a compliment or not, just to be clear.
No, no, not meant as a compliment.
Yeah.
So kind of the same way I was saying that Unite Warriors Groove feels like it was a third-party thing.
Yeah.
Or how not Transformers, it feels.
So, speaking of third-party real quick, there's some people getting ticked off on Facebook today about third-party toys being knocked off. And I just laughed and laughed and laughed.
Are there any new knockoffs? I've seen the Walgreens Easter baskets again this year, but I was kind of hoping for something new.
There's a website that has, Hellfire and the Not Inferno.
Oh, already? Oh,
really? Already?
Yeah. And another up for pre-sale, and there were some people that were kind of upset about it, and I'm like...
Well, how much are they? How much are the knockoffs?
Like 20, like 2,000 yen, something like that.
Awesome. Damn.
Nice.
It was pretty great. And somebody made the point that, aren't third-party toys just kind of like really nice, fancy knockoffs? And people are like, no. They are. That's the point.
Yeah.
I've never seen that robot before in my life. Never...
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But yeah, I laughed. That made my day.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. But I know I'm just pissing people off. I'm sorry. I buy the stuff, but don't pretend that it's not IP theft. Moving along. Yeah, somebody got Minasaur. Who got Minasaur?
Mine's ordered been route.
Who didn't?
Yeah. Thanks again. Thanks, Chris, for the heads up this morning and the coupon code.
I'm glad that worked out for you.
We made
I think what we're referring to here is that over the course of the last week and a half, we have successfully, very successfully, I would even say, peer pressured Diecast into ordering G2 Minasaur despite that he has just purchased a new house and a Corvette.
Don't tell my wife.
You can't just like go cold turkey. Like, you had to buy something Transformers related.
You know, the coupon code discount really kind of set stone.
Yeah, that's a really good price,
especially after being taunted by everybody who already had
it. What was it,
one.
Like $85 after the fun code? 80, yeah.
80. Well, tax.
Yeah, it's on right now. It's also on Big Bad Toy Store for like $99.
Is the normal price.
And it was on Amazon for like $107 from a third-party retailer, and it is no longer there.
Yeah. It'll be back.
Be back.
I just had a Groupon that I forgot I had for $30 off at HTS. That's why I was waiting for it to show up there. But the code, I must have used the code and don't remember it.
Or it expired.
It said it never expired, so I must have used it. But I still saved, $15-$20. I'm more than happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good deal. $85.
Yeah, and speaking, we're probably going to talk about what you're doing with Minasaur later on, right, Chris?
Yeah. I mean, plug away if you want, Don. I have no objection to, more references to that.
Sorry, hang on.
As Don reaches over to close his window.
Yeah.
Sorry, Massey finally jumped out of it.
Don's afraid of Massey. I would be, too. I mean, I've seen what the cat's capable of.
Yeah. Yeah, these slashes on my wrist, this is not me. This is Kitty Cat making his displeasure unknown.
That got a little dark, Don.
Yeah.
Well, just, in case anyone ever sees, literally, he likes to just go for my wrist and ankle. My ankles
what
are
What he should do is, poor. Like, make lines up and down along the vein and make it look like, you're a meth head or something.
So what you're
Don, when is... you get a little older, just for your own good, you need to get, a medical bracelet that says, I do not self-harm, I have a cat. This is important.
Actually,
or just put, I have a cat, and that'll cover pretty much anything that pops up.
That's true.
So is it Minasaur?
The cat Minasaur? Yes, the cat is Minasaur, actually. That's cool. So Diecast ordered Minasaur. Now the circle is complete.
I ordered a brawl so I can do the fix video that I want to do for that.
You don't have a brawl?
Well, I have a brawl, but this one I'm going to fix.
Oh, okay. This is in case you break it.
No, he's going to break it.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be broken.
This is a spare.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kilby may not have been here for that discussion, come to think of it.
I wasn't. It was not.
Surprise. That's good.
So, this week in history, 1999, Dual Fight Transformers Beast Wars. Beast Wars' Strongest Decisive Battle is released on Game Boy Color. I've only basically called that the Beast Wars second game. I guess it's not the technical name for it, but it's a little fighting game that's available on Game Boy Color, and it's fun for a Transformers game.
For a Transformers game sounds kind of,
accurate.
Like a backhanded comment, but yeah, accurate.
Until the Armada game came out, this was the best Transformers video game.
Yes, and then after that game, it was until, you know, like
one of the four Cybertrons
at least.
Yeah,
before we had another that was just actually a good Transformers game.
Yeah, but as a fighting game, it's not necessarily the best. John, I take it you've played this quite a bit too, right?
I have, indeed.
I mean, it's okay, but right. For a Transformers game, it's great. And you can play as Lyo Convoy.
Or Star Upper.
Wrong with that.
Or who?
Star Upper.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The original character they added for the game, which is a boxing kangaroo.
That's pretty
And
awesome.
How could you not like that?
Yeah. But having Lyo Convoy versus Cheetor, that's something you can do.
It's good that Transformers games get graded on a curve.
And isn't it just the weirdest thing that we're still comparing Transformers games to the Armada one?
That's because it was such a good game.
Yeah, as a benchmark.
Yeah.
Like that was an unnaturally good game for its time.
So Transformers anything basically gets graded on a curve, including podcasts. So let's go ahead and move to the BotCon block of news items. So, sorry, that's a little knock against us.
I just think that was a weird segue.
So, the BotCon block, of course, we will be covering BotCon items first up until BotCon. Transformers Collector Club shows off only human RC and Rodimus Prime figures as membership deadline looms. I'd forgotten about these.
I haven't.
Yeah, I know. You're going to totally get that RC.
Well, no, it's just I just really hope they're a little cheaper than what the old Snake and the Bat set ran. Because even a discount, that was a little...
They're going to be sold individually, so each one will be cheaper than the old Snake and Bats, but I don't know if, you know, when you put them together, if they will still be cheaper. Yeah, they're going to be individually carded. That information was actually released to the G.I. Joe Club.
Yeah, I really want those for obvious reasons, and I'm pretty excited. But I also thought I would get the Marissa Fairborn, and I never did.
You know what I thought when I first saw these? I was like, are these the Dr. Wu ones? I'm so confused. And then
these are G.I. Joe bodies, yeah. Diecast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, but it says here on the page, also available later will be the only human RC and Rodimus Prime TFCC and G.I. Joe collector shared exclusive 2-pack. So you were saying the figures themselves are packaged by themselves with nothing else.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, Jesse Wittenrich, who is one of the FunPub people, posted the G.I. Joe Club version to Allspark, and it said they were individually packaged.
Okay, because...
So that's interesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind them being individually packaged, because then you could have a lot more character-specific artwork for each character like you would a G.I. Joe package versus a twin pack where you wouldn't have as much.
I'm just going to go ahead and point out that what's going to suck about this is that they're going to be on like regular cards and bubbles like the old Snake set was. So like you're going to have to destroy that packaging if you want to handle those figures.
Or buy two. Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, yeah. It's not collector. Well, the old Snake, I wouldn't have minded anyway, because I would have sold the bats if I had picked it up anyway and just kept the old Snake figure. But I kind of don't want to do that to the art to those two, those.
Yeah, no, I just like I would think they would be more cognizant of the need of collector friendly packaging that you can non-destructively open. Yeah.
Is it because they're trying to stay towards the G.I. Joe packaging? You know,
that's probably something to do with it, but at the same time, you know your audience.
Plus, also, it's probably a cheaper package than going with something a little more collector-friendly. Although they could do like what they did for Apex and Gemini from Mech Ideas, where you just slice the tape, slide the card back out.
Yeah, that's the typical way to do collector-friendly blister packages. It may also be that the factories that they are able to use are just not equipped for that kind of packaging style.
So whenever I get my Vitruvian Hacks figures from Boss Fight Studios, I mean, they are set up so that you don't have to do anything other than lift the flap, slide the card out, and pull the figure out. I mean, so like anybody could package that. I mean, I could package that if I had the packaging. So I would really like to be able to pull these out. With that being said, what would I do with them? I mean, they're G.I. Joe figures that don't look like they include much in the way of accessories other than maybe pose them with something. But I don't have old Snake, and I don't know why except for the cost.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Now, one on the 5.0 subscription service figures, I've already mentioned how much I like that reuse of Prime
Oil Master. Oil Master.
Yeah, you ever used the Oil Master mode for a Gen Rai style Optimus. But I like the fact that they're keeping it kind of interesting. They're using four generic Combiner War silhouettes that are all the same.
That's so that we can't guess what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
The silhouettes are based on the Dead End mold, and they specifically said that none of them are the Dead End mold.
So I had thought we had learned something beyond Paradrone Medic, but I guess we haven't.
Just that and Pretender Optimus.
So when are we going
Pretender Optimus.
When are we going to find out more?
I think the rest at
BotCon. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, shoot.
It's worth noting, like, today is March 16th, which is typically the cutoff date for club renewal. And you have to be a member of the club as of this date to order subscription set 4.
Five.
They postponed the cutoff to this Friday, right? That's what you said, Matt?
Yes, Friday the 18th.
Yeah, so you got until the end of the week, as of the time of this recording, to, you know, sign up for the club if you think you want that, but, you know, you're still kind of doing this blind assuming.
Because I do want that Prime, but believe it or not, as much as I like the RC mold, I really don't care about getting the Paradrone Medic.
It's Paradrone Medic.
Yeah.
I get that.
Now, what if it was a Headmaster Paradrone Medic?
then I would buy
Gone
the
Gone would just be irate.
And then, I'd probably have fanboy rage.
I just signed up for the Collector's Club today, and it's strictly just because of the free figure. I really like that mold, and I really like the way it looks.
Yeah, mine auto-renewed, and I was okay with that, since I may actually go for subscription service 5.0.
How much is the 5.0 service? I
$400? $300?
Yeah, we don't know yet.
They haven't announced the price, but it's probably similar to the other ones.
We don't know what's in it. We don't know what it's going to cost, but you have to be a member of the service that sunsets in 2 days if you want to be able to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are actively a member today, whether it's your last day or your first day, you get to order stuff from the club store for the rest of the year, regardless, including the subscription.
So I will say this.
I think they said as of the 17th, not the 16th, but yeah.
So they make these to order. They do not overproduce these. So imagine the rarity of these figures, probably going to be more so than the others. So if you have any interest, you might as well do it.
Yeah, because I really kind of want that Optimus.
Me too. It's nice.
Yeah.
I tried to have Oil Master.
I know.
Something to ponder in the next 24
Well, hours. Like, just between the two uses, Oil Master is at least a new character to me.
Yeah, I get that.
I the only way I'll sign up for this is the next 4 figures really blow me away.
Well, but we won't know until BotCon.
But he's already renewed.
Yeah, he's signed up already.
Yeah, he's good. Okay.
I like the idea of the Paradrone Medic, so that I want those.
It's an obvious one. I didn't get the one based off the Energon RC. I kind of wish I had it, or any of the repaints of Energon RC. I don't even have my Energon RC anymore. I don't know why, but yeah.
I mean, it's not that great of a figure.
Okay, so we have new photos of the Predacus box set, the toys. These are final production samples, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like it.
They look nice. They look much nicer than the mock-ups.
Well, the colors are more restrained.
Just too red for me. Too much red.
Yeah, but the red's not nearly as overpowering on these as it was on the mock-ups and the early test shots.
Yeah, I'm all about it.
Well, I'm not about them at all, but they look nicer than the initial presentation.
Well, I'm getting it, so I might as well be happy with it.
You just keep telling yourself that, Kilby.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt has to defeat his addiction. That's different.
Yes. Yeah, it's a combiner. I have no choice. I have no say in the matter. It's
well, that's going to make what we're talking about in the news later interesting, too.
It's a good thing
to do that for third-party combiners, because you'd be really...
Well, they're not interchangeable.
Yeah, I don't care about those.
But if they
and most of them are not good toys.
But if they combined with Combiner Wars figures, you'd be buying them.
Well, remember they made
if they were good toys.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like that Motor Master that they made, that Lone Wolf.
That's compatible with Combiner Wars.
It is, but the Lone Wolf figure itself, it has some good ideas, but it needed a couple more QC passes to work right.
Well, that was, the second figure from that company? So
I think
that's
so.
Kind of ambitious for a second project.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the rest of the news. So pour one out, Transformers versus G.I. Joe to end with issue 13.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, that's kind of a surprise. We have two issues of that left now.
I love the cover. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you see that that's the album art for this week.
Yes, the homage to the last issue of G.I. Joe under Marvel.
Yes, you're right.
So, like, all at once, it's kind of a surprise announcement that two issues from now, the book ends. At the same time, like, it's been writing itself into a corner for about half of its run already.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's not all that far it could go without losing its edge, I guess.
Well, you know, that's one more issue than the original Marvel Transformer series got, because they announced in 79, 80 was the last issue. So.
And this, yeah, seems more like this is the comic that always gets put on the back burner, you know, because the people that are working on this are busy with other comics. So
the guy.
The artist and John Barber,
the artist, colorist, and letterer are all the same guy, I understand.
Yeah.
And co-writer.
Well, yeah.
God, this is such a great book.
It is.
And as Rob likes to joke, you know, the man who makes the paper and binds the book.
Yeah.
And...
Mm-hmm. So, Rob, you said there was another rumor going around, and I haven't heard this. So can you tell us about it?
Okay, well, someone posted an article to Twitter basically speculating that with the, you know, end of G.I. Joe Club and this ending kind of abruptly, that Hasbro might like specifically be trying to sunset Real American Hero. And, you know, if so, I would think in preparation for relaunching G.I. Joe as something else. And I didn't really give that too much credence until I saw that Tom Scioli was the one who retweeted it. So, you know, if he knows anything, he can't say anything, but he thought that was something that was worth spreading around.
Interesting.
So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Hasbro's decided that the thing to do with G.I. Joe is a radical reinvention, and I kind
which
of
is
think
the
it
thing
is.
To do.
Yeah, that they might want to clear the deck first to avoid, you know, confusion. That wouldn't surprise me. You know, if that's the case, I expect we'll hear about the end of the continuation of Larry Hama's continuation of the Marvel series within a month or two. But they might even leave that if this is the case, just because that is kind of a legacy product and a niche thing that they could leave alone.
Although you could say the same thing about Transformers versus G.I. Joe, too.
That's been, at least within comics, that's been kind of high profile, whereas I don't think the Marvel continuation is quite so much. So I
agree.
It's basically the most high profile thing happening with G.I. Joe at the moment. So
is that the only G.I. Joe comic going on besides G.I. Joe versus Transformers, the Real American Hero continuation, or is there anything, or is there something else?
Far as I know, that's it.
So people really like the Devil's Due comic. And so that just, of course, I guess went away when Devil's Due lost that license.
Presumably.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, this would, you know, we've been hearing rumors that maybe G.I. Joe was going to be rebooted and Mask and Visionaries and all that other stuff were going to be rolled.
Was that a rumor or like an actual announcement? That was more than a rumor, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were actual announcements that Visionaries, Mask, Micronauts, and ROM Space Knight were all going to be wound into a cinematic universe
franchise
with G.I. Joe.
Didn't, because I thought I was at the panel for that, and they were talking about that was originally a plan, but then it didn't happen. But
okay, you're confusing that with the like Unit E mini comic they put out like a few years ago. This is a newer thing that they had announced on like one of their investor days within the last 6 months or
so. Is that the thing that Rick Alvarez was talking about at TFCon?
Unity, yes.
Yeah. The crazy thing with the line continuity that never actually happened. Yeah.
The panels, it just all blends in. I'm like,
I know.
I'm like,
I get it. I totally get it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So that would be interesting as a fan of Real American Hero, not the ongoing comic, but the franchise. Kind of bummed, but I mean, it needs some fresh blood. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, like, if it gets rebooted, anything they do, the existing fans are basically going to hate. Because it's going to be so radically different to have a chance at being successful, it's going to be unrecognizable to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, obviously there will be people who accept the change and move forward with it because there always is those people, but, like, you know, think about the transition to Beast Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is basically going to be a reboot for the new generation anyway, and if they keep any current G.I. Joe fans, that's a bonus for them, but I don't think at this point they're worried about the, you know, the current G.I. Joe fan.
Yeah, obviously not, since there's no announcement of new club stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the club does well enough on its own, but it's not enough people to sustain the thing at toy stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, sadness. Okay, so we have new photos of Masterpiece 11NR, Masterpiece Ramjet, which is a Takara Mall exclusive. It is, right? Yeah. And yeah. It's
in Japan, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a Takara Katomi Mall exclusive in Japan, but these photos came from Hasbro Asia, so there'll probably be a wider release outside of Japan in Asia.
I've got it pre-ordered from the Takara Katomi Mall. Oh, well.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering, does anyone else look at that Ramjet and think the canopy should not be clear? Now, I haven't looked at any animation model, but that clear canopy just is really bugging me for some reason. When he's in robot mode.
Yeah, I get it. It doesn't bother me that much.
I don't know why. All the other Seekers have clear canopies. I mean,
okay.
It's just clear. It's kind of tinted gray. That's it.
Yeah, because I remember there was one. I had a small Super Deformed Veritech at one time that you could rotate the canopy around and then put the black canopy with a skull and crossbones on the front, and I kind of wish they had that on this, where you could just sort of rotate it to whether if you wanted it like a darker color to sort of fill in the chest a little bit. I didn't know if it was just me that was having a problem with it, or if it was a design aesthetic y'all got.
I just think the remolds don't look that good.
I'm interested to see how they hide that cone head.
Yeah.
So the Veritech thing made me think of something I saw at Joanna, cause Crazy Steve brought, I guess it's a Veritech fighter. I don't understand Robotech, so I have no idea. But he had his giant bootleg Bruticus, which is like super rare, and it's from South Korea, and it was awesome. Do you guys see photos of it?
Yeah.
I want one. Of course, he said he's only seen two, of which he owned both.
Was it you or Rob Springer that posted the picture of it with Hooper X?
I did.
First, like, using that for scale is great if you know how big a Hooper X is.
Hooper X is about XV size.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so really neat. And the cool thing is, he said he bought it in Americatown, which I think is awesome. But apparently there was a shop in Americatown. This was in the 90s. That you could take anything and they would knock it off and scale it to basically scale it up for you. And like doing that with 1990s technology just is crazy to me. But that's really awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would love to have one. Also, the giant bootleg Defensor from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been really cool too.
Before we move on to Matt's question as to how they're going to deal with the cone head.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice that I don't know how the thing transforms. I've never handled any MP11, but that kind of like conical cutout on the nose of the jet, is that new?
It has to fold. Yeah, I guess it actually is new because I don't think that pops off. Does it, Don?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yep.
Because it has to fold in on the other version. I thought it was one solid piece. Of course, I haven't transformed that toy in
But years. That's not part of the head on this. If you look in the pictures, you can see the nose of the jet hanging off the back of the robot. The cone head is a false cone.
Okay.
Ah.
I didn't think, you know, I was...
Which is why I'm interested to see how they're going to hide that.
Yeah, I think I see the head, like, underneath the edge of the canopy here. I'm not certain on that, but I'm just... Given that this cutout on the nose of the jet is kind of cone-head shaped, and you only see the... see Ramjet's head like almost entirely from front view. I was really hoping that the back of his head did not look like that section of the canopy. I doubt it will looking again, but it concerned me for a second at first.
And I'm not sure what they've done to the figure's legs. That's a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Giving him great big knee pads. I'm not sure where that came from.
That slide for some reason.
Yeah.
He wants to play baseball. He's a catcher. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm still excited for this, though, but that should come as no surprise to anyone. So
I hope they get U.S. releases so we can get them
for less than $200.
Yeah.
God, I need to cancel that pre-order. Okay, so I didn't read, haven't picked Reddit yet, Deviations, the one-shot, which is the basically the IDW what-if Optimus Prime didn't die, but Rob reviewed it. And without getting too spoilery, spoilers, Optimus Prime lives. What did you think about it?
I liked it a lot. I think the thing to remember about it is that, yes, it is very much a what if, and it kind of follows. It reads like one of those comics, especially the ones from like the you know, late 80s to mid 90s.
Is there an Uatu in it?
No. Well, there is a narrator that we never see that could just as easily be Uatu as anyone else.
Yeah.
But yeah, it reads like one of those. And I think if you go in expecting basically an issue of what if, you know, focused on Transformers, you will be pretty satisfied with what you get. I've seen a couple of other people on Twitter who were not so much, but it's like I kind of just got what they were going for the second the book started, and I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Cool. Okay, so moving to the next item, an article that XV posted on Saturday. Is Unite Warriors Computron significantly different than Combiner Wars? And I haven't read this article, so Chris, you're going to have to tell me all about it.
Yes, it is.
Nice. Okay, cool. Let's move to the next item. So elaborate on that, please.
All right. So the Hasbro one, we saw the leak of that last week.
Yeah.
Was that last? Okay. So that we know has the Strafe Arms, a remolded Air Raid. Lightspeed is the Streetwise mold. And what's the other one? Nose Cone is Brawl. So on the Takara one, Lightspeed is the Wheeljack or Breakdown mold. You can tell that by the shape of the upward angle at the ankle gives that away because of the spoiler on that mold. Yeah. And Nose Cone is a Rook remold, which you can tell because there's also a distinctive shape on that ankle that matches Rook precisely. I actually outlined it on the silhouette and on a photo I took of Rook in leg mode. So that's two already that's different. And then the third one is a little bit surprising, but it looks like Strafe is a Blastoff remold. And the thing that cements all of this is the hands and feet used, because all of the hands and feet associated specifically with those molds are present on that silhouette, just mixed around to the different ones. The only things that are the same mold-wise are Scattershot and Groove, and even Scattershot looks to have a different combiner head attached now, and also a different large rifle. And there is the foot on the nose cone leg is not any shape that I recognize, so it's a new design piece, which if you remember the Unite Warriors Defensor set, that Groove came with a copy of the Alpha Bravo hand foot piece with the chain guns. So we've never seen what foot or hand piece is attached to that mold, if any. So that probably indicates it's being used here for the first time. So yeah, you can have two very different Computron options between Hasbro and Takara. The Hasbro one is going to have that yellow Cosmos as probably Scrounge, at least in intent, if not name. while this one's going to have more new mold and probably more suitable mold choices for the characters.
Matt, what do you think?
I think I'm going to have two Computrons.
Me too.
Well, that's okay. I'm already like looking at having three Bruticuses, so.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm just going to say that, Chris, you really put a lot of work into that. That's something I've never been able to do. And maybe because it's not, I don't have the critical eye for that, or I don't have the gumption to go in and want to do that, which is probably a big difference. But you're seeing stuff that I would never see, even if I tried this, because you have that kind of eye for, like, it's like those puzzles. Which of these two things? How many differences can you spot? And I'm always terrible
with
those. My
grandmother gave me those every time I went over to her house, and they kept me busy for hours.
Yeah, like, I noticed the legs. I noticed the nose cone and the light speed. But yeah, the strafe, I totally missed that.
Yeah, hey, strafe is really vague, just on the details of the shape. I think I outlined what looked like the cockpit section of Blastoff on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. But even that could go either way, depending on the angle and if they did different remolding to an aerial bot. It's really that hand-foot part that ties it in, because all the other ones have their proper parts. Yeah, so that almost definitely cements as being what it is. Plus, the proportions looked weird too. Anyway, Don?
Oh no! I was just giving praise, because I'm a big fan of mysteries, and I like trying to solve mysteries, but I suck at it.
This is like an episode of Clay Toy Detective.
Yeah, I need to do that more often.
Yeah, it's like when my mom and I would watch Murder, She Wrote. She would catch all the clues and solve it, like at the same time Jessica would. And I'm like, okay, I know that's a clue, but I don't know what it means. And it's like, so I love mysteries. I'm just terrible at putting this stuff together. So you basically went in and said, what's the differences? And that's just impressive to me. And I think you did an incredible job.
Great job.
Thank
on
you,
that.
Don.
So question for you guys. So this makes me think about Unite Warriors Defensor, because I don't have that groove. It looks like Big Bad Toy Store has it for $159. That seems like that's less than it was before. Am I mistaken?
No, that's
the same price.
Okay. Because I thought being a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive, it would cost more, but it looks like to be the same.
Well, it did. But
yeah,
I mean,
it cost $159.
Superion and Menasor cost less. They were general release in Japan. Big Bad Toy Store got their Defensors from Asia, not Japan, because it was general release in Asia, but they still had to pay more to get that. So the price was higher.
Okay, that explains it then.
Yeah, so, and on that note, too, we don't know if Computron's an exclusive or not yet. I'm going to just assume it is, because at least half the line has been so far. But even so, assuming the exchange rate doesn't tank between now and whenever this gets released, like, the Computron set Hasbro's going to release is going to be about $100, just like the other ones have been. And this is only going to be about $50 more and have more unique molds versus what the U.S. line has, so... Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of those molds will be the breakdown Wheeljack one.
See, I don't have a problem with that mold, because I'm not a horrible person, Matt. But
like, I am a horrible person, and that mold sucks. So.
But the small price difference and the different array of mold being used, it's something to definitely keep in mind when choosing what Computron to eventually pick up, unless you're going to double dip like Matt.
Yeah.
Different molds mean more combiner pieces for me. So,
yeah. Okay, that's cool. Let's see here. Moving along, new images of the Kabaya Block Wars candy toy combiner, including combined form. And I'm just going to show the combined form because I love it.
This is wonderful.
Is it not?
This certainly is a thing.
It is.
So
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's gorgeous.
It is.
No.
So Matt, how many of these are you ordering?
That would be zero.
What?
That's,
What's wrong? What's wrong with you? This is awesome.
I'm not into the Kabaya kits to begin with, and this is just...
I've been wanting a combiner...
A thing.
I've been wanting a combiner of Optimus, Bumblebee, Megatron, and Starscream for years.
I mean, who hasn't?
Yeah.
In which Starscream forms the leg and chest. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like,
he's just a backwards dive bomb.
And Bumblebee helps with the leg if you take a look. The back part's yellow.
This is like a real life realization of deviant art. It's fantastic.
This is kind of like the ancient Takara Blockman toys, except sillier.
Yeah. So basically, I guess the second in the series will be the Beast from the Dinobots. Then, if you go Frankenstein, these things together.
I would buy that. So let's go ahead and jump to. Look, it's Amazon. So we were talking before about how you can get Generations Combiner Wars Superion for $89, and I said that Minasaur was no longer online. It actually is, and right now on Amazon with free Prime shipping, it's $105.
And they have how many?
It looks like right now they have like 7 or 8 in stock. So if you go to tfready.net and click on, I will have the link up. For Minasaur, I think I actually have it set as just Minasaur. You can pick it up through Amazon if you want it with free Prime shipping. Now, there is a coupon, though, for Hasbro Toy Shop that Diecast used, so I totally understand it if you go through Hasbro Toy Shop instead. How much did you
get it for? But if you really loved us, you would pay more and buy it through Amazon.
$80.
Yeah, but did you get free Prime shipping?
He got free Hasbro Toy Shop shipping.
Well, dude, that's pretty sweet.
Does Hasbro Toy Shop have Superion right now?
So I usually
yes, they do.
Next day.
Well, they did this morning when I ordered my Minasaur.
So if you go and they don't have it, go to tfradio.net/Minasaur. You can pick it up all there.
Right. Now, in the interest, I'm just saying this to be informative. Sometimes when this is me personally, this is not a slam against Hasbro Toy Shop. I'm just saying, if you're a mitten box collector or you want the box to be as pristine as possible, I have gotten some boxes that were not cosmetically fresh when they arrived.
I've gotten stuff that was completely beat up.
Yeah, I was being a little more tactful.
A lot of my shipping stuff that is shipped from Hasbro Toy Shop has been under-padded or not padded in a significantly larger box. Yeah.
They have better, though, from what I understand.
Good.
I just wanted to point this out that I have run into some blemishes on some of my boxes.
A matter of fact, if you follow me on Twitter at Diecast2, I will tweet a photo of how much packaging material they used when it comes in, probably in a day or two.
That's a good idea. But if you love us,
then you'll get it in the mail, and it will just be the Minasaur box with a shipping label glued to the outside of it.
But if you love us, tfradio.net/Minasaur. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah. Now, I just want to say, when I bought my last thing from Hasbro Toy Shop, which was the Transformers RID Overload and the Shockwave and Chop Shop, Overload came in the box by himself with no packaging. Just literally loose in the box, slushing around. So
it didn't have its own packaging.
No. I'm saying it was in its box.
Okay,
the box was in the in the Hasbro box, the Hasbro Toy Shop box with nothing around it. So
again, sometimes they put a sheet of brown paper in there with it. brown paper.
That's awesome.
Not trying to be negative toward HTS. I'm just saying that's my personal experiences, and if you're an admitted box collector. Kind to be aware of that.
So So moving to third party news, only one item this week. Perfection Series RMX01 Jaguar Premium Edition Ocular Max from Mastermind Creation. Basically, it's an MP Ravage, and there are people I know. I think Maz from TF Square One has it already, and it looks really nice. And for it's a cassette, and it transforms into a cassette. But for being $60, it better be nice.
Transforms into a cassette that doesn't fit in anything.
No, yeah, that's into a Walkman or anything. It's 1-to-1 scale.
Cassette, not a cassette themed transformer.
Yeah, it's scaled to be a normal cassette tape, not a micro cassette.
So do not put it in your in dash car cassette player. It probably won't work.
It'll clean your cassette player, I bet.
Because you have to take it apart to get it out.
Yeah.
Most people don't have a cassette player anymore.
Don does.
I don't know. I don't. Not anymore.
But it looks really nice, though. And I pre-ordered it because I'm a sucker. But everyone is raving about it that has it. And it does look pretty phenomenal. And it will probably look better with my Masterpiece Soundwave, thank you again, Don, than will the actual Masterpiece Ravage.
Hey, Diecast, were you planning on reviewing the Ocular Max Ravage? Were you planning on getting that to review?
No.
Okay. Well, I will say there are already some reviews up on YouTube from other people. If you're interested in this figure, there's some very good reviews up.
Don will review it.
No, I'm not getting it.
But
boom. You know,
it's not going to be one that's on my it's not on a must-have list for me.
Right. Well, I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know if anyone was sending you one, because you know I'd rather people go watch your reviews first. But if you're not planning on doing it, there are some reviews already out there for people to make an informed decision.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yep. Okay. Cool. That's the only third party item I have this week. So, okay. So also in T-Formers, Rob, can you tell us what we have?
Sure. Like we mentioned before, I reviewed Transformers Deviations, and I just wanted to drop that in here because I forgot to mention before that Priscilla Tramontano does a really great job with the art in that issue. And it on top of just being great art, it looks nothing like her work on Windblade and nothing like her work on Robots in Disguise Animated. It's a great comic. The art looks great. It's worth taking a look.
Cool.
Also, XV reviewed the latest issue of The Transformers, number 51, which is the second part of All Hail Optimus, and has an extremely misleading cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also not nearly as good as the issue before it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Next up, we have a story on why Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman quit the Transformers Cinematic Universe writer's room after one day. I wrote the title a clickbaity, but he had to have throat surgery. We also have concept art from the Transformers Dark of the Moon and Age of Extinction. And, of course, XV is midway through reviewing G2 Menasor, and he's got reviews and videos up for Breakneck and Breakdown.
Cool. Awesome. Pretty sweet. Okay, so questions, comments, feedback this week. Griffin Lauerman on YouTube asked, will you guys address the lack of 30th anniversary edition of Transformers the Movie 1986, either a Blu-ray or digital release? Why is it not a topic of discussion? Heck, Iron Giant got a special release for its 15th anniversary. No love for the G1 fans.
So my question only here, 3 months into the year.
Well, yeah. my question for this is this something we actually need to have?
Yes.
That was my thought. So
absolutely.
Iron Giant is loved by millions of people. Transformers the Movie is loved by tens of thousands of people.
Still enough for a problem.
Yeah, and besides, we've seen a lot. If you stop by your average dump bin of your average Blu-ray movies at your average store, you'll see a lot of titles that are a lot crappier having got Blu-ray releases.
Transformers got a Blu-ray release. I have it from Australia.
Yeah. Not you.
But,
no, I agree.
I agree too.
You should get... By now, we should have had a Blu-ray disc of Transformers.
I agree. Yeah.
A digital copy.
We're three months into the year.
We haven't gotten one
yet. That's where I'm going with this. Didn't Sony announce the, like, what was the last one, the 20th or 25th anniversary edition? Wasn't that, like, I want to say that was later in the year, like somewhere between July and September.
That was Sony.
Well, yeah, and also with the movie technically anniversary not being until early August when it came out in theaters, they could easily announce something in May, June, or July.
I would think most likely if this was coming out, we would have already heard about it.
Okay, let's do this logically. Who has the license to put that movie out right now?
Yeah,
I was actually trying to look up right now.
It should be Shout Factory since they've got the
Transformers series. They have the series, but not the, who knows about the movie.
Yeah, I was wondering if Sony still held the rights to it.
Distribution for the movie was different than the movie.
Right. Yeah, because when Sony released the movie for the 20th anniversary, Rhino was releasing the series at that time, weren't they?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yes. Yes, they were.
So if Sony still has it.
And Sony's not going to let go of that if they can help it.
Yeah. They need to put it out.
And they did put a lot of time and money into recolor refixing the colors Now, fixing, I'm using a little loose because there are some issues with the colors on that 20th anniversary disc. But they still put a lot of time and money into trying to get it looking better than it had been in the past.
Now, could Paramount have it? Now, I've heard, I don't remember if it was a rumor or if it was actually outright said, that Paramount would want to eliminate or would want to avoid confusion between the new movies and the 86 movie. That might have been something somebody just threw out.
They're not difficult to tell apart.
No, but
it's a cartoon. One,
but when you're talking about like a few, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars versus any kind of law, I mean, like, okay, so say a 7-year-old wants a copy of Transformers, the 2007 movie, and their parent gets them the 1986 movie. That kid's not going to
be
happy.
Equally traumatized. It's fine.
That's true.
And I don't think Sony would care either way. They still have your money.
Or well, Paramount or whoever.
The original Transformers, the 2007 live action movie, that would be about probably $4 at a store right now to pick up on. Where the release the original movie, 1986, that's going to be significantly more.
Okay, yeah, so here's the question. Here's the question. Next year, which is the 10th anniversary of the live action movie, are we going to see a special edition of that come out?
Oh my God, it's been 10 probably. Years. Probably. I never even heard about that. Holy crap.
Don and Diecast doing that tandem face palm was kind of great.
It's been 10 years since the first. Holy
So the last. So the only thing I see, I'm checking IMDb, the last distributor listed is Sony in 2006.
Yeah, the 20th anniversary release.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid. Well, not really afraid, but I'm just thinking that they're going to just take the 20th anniversary remaster, put it on Blu-ray. Now, I'm sure Fort Max can probably tell me why this will or won't work at some point.
Upscaled.
And then just release what they've already done, since, like I said, they put so much money into the 20th anniversary fixes. And
well,
I'm
no,
not
they,
sure
it, they don't Blu-ray... even have to upscale. They can just rescan the film if they wanted to. But, I mean, you know, it's cost and process and everything.
But, I mean, it's possible that the movie's already... exists as a like a 4 or 8K scan that they can...
Yeah. I mean, if they were smart when they did the 20th anniversary DVD, they would have scanned it at the maximum resolution they could and worked from there down.
So I don't know if Transformers the movie is a like a 16mm film or what. So like on 16mm film, or I'm certain it's not 8mm because it's a movie, but I don't know enough about this. But like on a smaller film like that, you can only really do so well when it comes to digitizing it because you're working with a much smaller resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know. What is it? What's the 30? It's 16 33mm.
I think it's 35.
So that's probably 35. Yeah, that's probably what it is. So you can get a nice 4 or 8K capture.
We don't need 4K Transformers the movie. I don't care what year it is. We don't need that.
4K. Speaking of somebody who has a 4K TV, 4K definitely looks better than 1080p.
But we don't need Transformers the movie in 4K. We don't need that. No, so my answer to this question is I don't think we specifically need a Blu-ray release of Transformers the movie for the 30th anniversary, but there should be a special release of Transformers the movie for the 30th anniversary, and if they plan to release that in, say, October, they could very easily hold the announcement until San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm. True.
And you know what? That would be a pretty good promotion if they tied it into Combiner Wars or Titans Returns.
For all the combiners that are in that. Combiner that's in that.
I'm saying, buy too many Transformer movies and send us a copy of your receipt and we'll give you a code to download the anniversary. It's like it could be done as a
bonus. I wish people still
bonus,
did stuff like that.
You know, because that way you would have – the collectors would be buying the figures probably anyway, and the parents would say, hey, my kids can get a free movie, and I'm buying them these toys anyway for Christmas, and then they can just get the movie for free as a digital download with purchase of your two figures or whatever the case may be.
A lot of times,
you got $15 on a Blu-ray and DVD set for the movie. Instead, you'll spend $45 on two toys to get a download code for the movie.
There's also symmetry because that's one of the early promotions they did for the VHS tape. Because I bought the Pretender double header and Longtooth and sent in my coupon code and got the VHS copy of the movie for $2.25.
A lot of times the reason they do that, though, is because of overproduction, and then their negotiation that, like, oh, we have way too many of these VHS tapes going around. How can we get rid of them? And yeah. with a digital download, I mean, that's not really a problem.
What they should do is for the 30th anniversary, for a special release, they should do, like, a boutique run of VHS copies of the movie.
People would buy it.
I know. Especially if whoever has the license made a dummy, you know, FHE entity within themselves.
I would buy it.
How about the company that did the Transformers the Movie record recently that was on Amazon that Brian got?
Yeah, we'll put Transformers the Movie on vinyl.
They're video discs.
Laser disc.
No, I mean, they're video discs.
Yeah.
They're video discs that came in cartridges. You guys remember this, right?
Yeah, weren't those invented like back in the 30s or earlier?
Probably.
I was just saying, with it being a promotion and being digital, there's no actual inventory to worry about being overloaded with. Plus, it would be an extra incentive for the October, November, December, Christmas buying season.
It would be really cool, Don, but I don't know that there's incentive for anybody to actually do it, because the people who own the toys, own the movie are not the same people.
There are also not that many current Transformers video releases to really promote right now. I mean, we might get a video release of the completed Combiner Wars animated thing, possibly, which, you know, would probably be a comparable market. But other than that, you are not going to sell the, you know, movie with, oh shit, what are we going to do now, to the people buying Rescue Bots, which is the only other active Transformers series.
Well, here's also the thing.
Well, Robots in Disguise, that's right.
After Sony
Rob Stringer.
After Sony bombed on the Spider-Man movies, they could probably use a little extra money, so I really don't see them turning down a chance to get money in any meaningful fashion.
They could also prostitute themselves, but they probably are prostituting themselves.
But just to actually, like, wind this back around to, like, anything tangible, there is a lot of, you know, Transformers the movie related product coming out from Hasbro this year. So I am sure
you say a lot. Define a lot, because that's one thing that I can think of.
Just about 50%
of Titans, sets at least.
A lot of Platinum stuff and 50% of Titans Return. Anyway, so there's probably pressure coming from within Hasbro to get some release of Transformers the movie out for the 30th anniversary sometime this year.
So Wheelie Blur, that one Platinum set.
Wheelie Blur, Scourge, Galvatron.
Scourge and Galvatron, forget it. Okay, yeah.
Three Platinum sets. You've got the Planet of Junk, the Cyclonus and Sweeps one, and the One Shall Stand, One Shall Fall.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so four, actually, because we also know via Nuremberg Toy Fair, there's the Rodimus and Galvatron Platinum set coming using
Titanium. Oh, I forgot about that one.
And you know, I didn't realize, but you're right. All of that is movie. It all rotates around the movie.
Yeah.
Wow. I never, again, I didn't.
Because
I didn't,
it's the 30th anniversary.
Also, Titans Return, Scourge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. No, when I hear that stuff, it in my mind that so much of that stuff is now part of just Transformers or season 3. I don't even think about it. But yeah, you guys are exactly right.
But I mean, like, the Platinum sets are even stamped to observe the 30th anniversary of the movie.
Yeah. And we're right, Kilby. You don't have to tell us.
Yeah, so this is a thing.
Oh, but it's still satisfying when he admits it. Like, Matt, don't take that away from me.
Okay, yeah, but that's sort of the answer. We don't really have one, other than it probably isn't. It's probably not financially feasible.
The answer we have is yes, there should be a 30th anniversary release of the movie. Maybe not on Blu-ray. But yeah, there definitely should be.
Should be, and but whether it's financially feasible to do so, we're done.
I will be surprised if there's not.
We've gone around this a million times, so I think we can wrap that one up. Cool. So let's go ahead and that's it. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to send us a question or comment, email contact@tfradio.net or leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. So, Chris, you're on Twitter.
No,
Chris isn't on Twitter. Diecast.
At Diecast2, and there will be at least a Hasbro Toy Shop photo, and I will be having that Brawl Fix video coming up soon, too, which you're not going to want to miss.
Awesome. Matt, you're not on anything. How do people email you? Contact at tfrd.net. Now shut up.
Passenger pigeon. Matt has the last passenger pigeon in existence.
He does. Don?
I'm on Twitter. Yeah, at HMRC, the number 4 EVR. I think, yeah. Yeah, that's
Don's had a long day. Right. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. John?
On Twitter, I am BadJohnD. And on Tinder, I'm something else.
Oh, nice. And Rob?
I am at RAC2750 and Flailthroughs.
Nice. Okay. So we'll be back next week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being here. We will catch you later.
Bye, everybody. Take care.
Bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?